Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valenti Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valenti Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
Doug Hart, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. We'll talk some Lions today at 11 a.m. There could be an interesting percolating story coming out of Allen Park. We'll get to that at 11 a.m. 248-539-9797. We've asked people here in the beginning of the show, after losing back-to-back games here to the Cleveland Guardians, on a scale of 1 to 12, where's your panic meter at? Where's your panic meter at when it pertains to winning, closing this out and winning the division? It's really weird because I'm encouraged with the starting pitching of late. That number two guy, they'll have options. Mize and Flaherty are both pitching better. And the Tigers keep losing. And, you know, I guess as we sat here, I'm worried about number two. Other problems, you know, are still there or are emerging here late as they try and close this thing out. 248-539-9797. This text, somebody sent us this. Guys, Kwan is not the reason they're losing. It's because their offense is pathetic and their bullpen is once again struggling. My panic level is 7. That's from an unnamed texter. Nobody said Kwan is the only reason they're losing. No. Kwan is taking runs away from them.
I think if I were to try to quantify how many runs he has saved the Guardians in the two games, I don't think I'm overstating it by saying I think he saved like 4 or 5 runs at this point.
I have 3, but whatever. I mean, in a one-run game, in the game that went to extra innings, I guess it turned out not being a one-run game, but in that game, it made a difference. No, and he's not the only reason they're losing. Of course not. Bro, is that how you interpreted what we said? Greg writes in 12, it's over. Greg,
all right, see you, Greg,
does not think that the Tigers are going to win this division.
That's too bad.
Phil writes in, I know, right? Phil writes in, my panic meter is at an 8 because of their struggles over the last month and a half. It seems like when they lose, the pitching is decent and there's no hitting, or the hitting is good and the pitching is horrible. They just cannot gel. It's frustrating to watch batter after batter strikes. Watch strikes go right down the middle of the plate and then swinging at pitches in the dirt. These guys need to get it together pronto. So Phil's got them at 8. The sample size of them not playing well is growing, and with it, when it grows, the fears become more authentic, in my opinion. I'm still not there yet, but their play is making this question far more warranted. And I mean, some of you said, but telling you this is coming for a while. Got it. Yep, sure. But do you still think they're going to blow the division? That's why we're asking about the panic meter. What do we got here? Theft in Clarkston says, I'm a 3 on the panic meter. I trust the hinge plan. He has been playing and managing for October for about a month now. Much better than the Iser plan.
Can we talk about the name Theft?
I'm going to guess he did voice to text. And I don't know what Theft is supposed to be, because instead of Hinge, it says Hinge. I think he meant the Hinge plan. He might have meant the Hinge plan. But what could Theft be? I mean, his name is either T-H-E-F-F, which I've never heard before, or
Seth.
Maybe he said Seth, and it came out Theft. I think we should roll with Theft.
Theft.
Theft. Theft, let me tell you something. If your name really isn't Theft, but you sent that text, from here on out, in your crew, you tell your boys you want to be known as Theft.
Yeah, or I hope your boys are listening.
And we'll do it on their own, yep. Marlon in Wild Lake. Good morning, gentlemen. My panic level is at a 7 for the Tigers. The only reason it's not higher is because Cleveland is our kryptonite, and we have Scuba going on the mound today. If we lose this game, my panic level will be just be at a 12. There's nothing left to say after today. That's from Marlon.
Well, I guess today is a pretty important game.
Yep. Yep.
And I honestly think today is an important game. I think it's important for the sanity of the fans, and I think it's important for the psyche of the players. I mean, the players need to experience winning again and beating a really good team that at times has had their number. And the Tigers have had – look, they swept Cleveland earlier this year too. So it does go both ways, but this is a battle, and this is the team that prevented them from going to the ALCS last year. It's an important game today. There's only, what, 9 games left in the season, 10 games left in the season, whatever it is. They're all so very important.
248-539-9797. Let's go to Steve. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Good morning, Steve. We lost Steve. Back to ticket text. Bill of Madison Heights says, hi, Doug and Gator. I'm at a 4 right now. If they lose today, it's a 10. That's how big this game is. I also think you're overhyping Mize and Flaherty a bit. Neither one of them can seem to get through 6 innings. Bill, let me be clear what I'm saying. They are pitching better.
A lot better.
Full stop. If that's overhyping, then so be it.
Well,
they are pitching better than they were.
Yeah, and I do think that they're it's funny how we look at pitching today compared to what we did maybe just a few years ago even. That if you get 5 innings out of a starter and he gives up 1 run or less, it's an excellent outing, even though it's only 5 innings. It's barely half the game. But that's how it is these days. It's about pitch counts and all that. And some of these guys need to be more efficient so they can pitch longer into games. That would be great. Maybe trust the defense a little bit more and maybe not hunt for the strikeout as much. But whatever the case is, I think the starting pitching has been better. But as the starting pitching got better, the bullpen got weaker, and the hitting has been sporadic. Inconsistent, I think, is probably a better word than sporadic.
I'm not going to read this one about Kwan and food poisoning. No, we don't like that. We don't endorse that. Scott Carlton says,
can happen.
Can Steve and Kwan play edge for the Lions? By the way, I'm a 4 on a scale, 1 to 12.
I think Steve and Kwan would find a way to take the most efficient route to the quarterback. And do it in a subtle way every game where at the end of every game you're going, wow, right. When Kwan got in there, he's so good.
Is
he like the best player that's not a superstar? And I'm not even close to a superstar. This guy isn't – it's not like he's gone 25 and 100
and hitting
320.
The only thing I can think – what we don't do is we don't watch every Guardian game.
Right.
But when the Guardians play the Tigers, he's Superman.
In games we watch.
Yep. This person didn't sign their text, which is a shame. When the Tigers finish this epic collapse, it's 100% on Scott Harris.
Oh, there we go.
The GMs in this town are all about sustainability and keeping the seats full. Championships are not a priority.
I don't think it's ever about keeping the seats full. Dude. Sustainability, I'll agree with. And being able to sustain playoff runs, yeah. I don't think the Tigers wanted to mess with that mix at the deadline because those players to put you over the top weren't available. I just don't think they were.
Yes, they were. Don't you read the internet?
Thank you. But they weren't available.
But this is the kind of thing. Hold on. First of all, the Lions sell out no matter what.
Yeah.
The Red Wings are kind of there too. The Red Wings always have butts in the seats. This place, they need to be competitive. Do I think that motivated? Do you think butts in the seats is what motivated Brad Holmes? No. I don't think even remotely close if you're going to say all the GMs in this town. Secondly,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valeni Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
real trade talk, real trade talk between actual general managers that actually takes place is way different than the fantasy trade talk that we see out there on the internet. We love to talk about it, but in the end, Brad Holmes lifted the window a little bit and said, guys, Max Crosby wasn't available. They weren't trading him.
Well,
I mean, I can choose not to believe that. I can choose to believe it, I guess, or not to believe it. But getting mad about trades that you don't even know that were really possible, I always find it's fine to be frustrated. But these kind of accusations are just to be over the top. I can't endorse that text.
I can't relate to that when it comes to the Lions, because I think the Lions have done an amazing job of building this team the right way with the foundation of great players, with great drafts year in and year out, and having the right coaching staff where you see, you know, this team, I think the window of winning a Super Bowl is there for many years because of what they've done. With the Tigers and Red Wings, I think both teams have taken maybe I don't know if it's a similar approach or not, because in football it's different. I think guys can hit the ground running and make an impact right away. In baseball and hockey, with your drafts, you're drafting 18-year-olds, it's different. So I do think that Iserman and Scott Harris both believe in the same theory, which is about building a team that can be sustainable for years. So when this guy says sustainable and uses it as a dirty word, I don't. I think it's a great word.
Right.
Because you need to build that foundation. And maybe you as a person, as a fan, you're ready to go ahead and trade Max Clark and go ahead and be damned. Go ahead, trade Max Clark and others and get Eugenio Suarez. That's not what he's thinking. He's thinking Max Clark could be my center fielder for the next 15 years. Or Kevin McGonigal will be an infielder with this team for the next 10, 15 years. That's what they're thinking, and that's what they want to put in on this team.
Well,
and with Iserman, it's been a slow burn, and I get it. I'm losing patience too, like everybody else is, but I'm not.
That's a whole different
thing. Yeah, that's a year that these young players they have better take a big step forward, and they need to make the playoffs, but we'll get into Iserman later.
Yeah, that's a team that's not competing for championships, that's not making moves. These two teams are competing for a championship. And, look, I mean, unnamed texter GM guy would do it different. Got it. Noted. 248-539-9797. More phone calls and feedback coming up. Interesting story percolating out of Allen Park. As it pertains to our Lions, could be some good news. That is at 11:02 here on 97.1 The Ticket.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.